I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, May 18. Coming up, Caribbean Development Bank to partner with Jamaica and other countries to secure sustainable supply of energy. Business confidence in Jamaica's economy on the rise, and Quaker Oats Company issues recall for quinoa granola bars. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. An expert in the area of sustainable energy is reiterating the need to secure clean, reliable, and affordable energy to combat climate change and poverty. The call came from Special Representative of the United Nations Secretary General and Chief Executive Officer of Sustainable Energy for All, Rachel Kite. Ms. Kite says for countries to adequately tackle the effects of climate change, there's a need to double the amount of renewable energy in the mix by 2030. She says countries must also double the rate of efficiency by 2030 and peak emissions by 2020. All this is necessary to ensure global warming remains below 2 degrees Celsius and move towards the target of 1.5 degrees Celsius while meeting the 17 development goals. Ms. Kite was addressing the William Demas Lecture on Tuesday, which forms part of the Caribbean Development Bank CDB's 46th annual meeting, now underway in Montego Bay. She commended Jamaica for diversifying its energy mix to include wind, solar, and liquefied natural gas. Meanwhile, the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, says it's partnering with Jamaica and other countries to secure a sustainable supply of energy. Projects Director at the CDB, Daniel Best, says a recent memorandum of understanding signed by the multilateral institution and the Inter-American Development Bank is a step in the right direction.
The MOU allows our institutions to collaborate not just on national and regional projects to promote renewable energy, energy efficiency and low carbon technologies in the region, but also on a potential energy core financing facility for Caribbean sustainability. The idea is to work together to identify financing and investment opportunities for pilot and commercial scale projects, as well as to address legislative and regulatory constraints to private investment.
The MOU, signed in May 2016, seeks to increase energy security, reduce energy vulnerability, and promote renewable energy, energy efficiency, and low-carbon technologies in the region. Business confidence in Jamaica's economy has increased to 144.6%, the highest in the last 15 years. This according to the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, JCC's Survey of Business and Consumer Confidence, conducted in March this year.
I think that is quite notable and is supported by the consumer confidence, which is at 147.9, and it's the third highest level that consumer confidence has been at in the last 15 years.
Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, speaking at a media briefing in Kingston Tuesday. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, has announced that the Quaker Oats Company has issued a voluntary recall of a small quantity of Quaker quinoa granola bars due to possible health risks caused by a contaminant. The recall applies to 6.1-ounce boxes of Quaker quinoa granola bars, chocolate nut medley, with UPC code 30000-32241 and best before dates of 10-16-2016 and 10-17-2016. The 6.1-ounce boxes of Quaker quinoa granola bars yogurt, fruit and nut with UPC code 30000-32243 and best before dates of 10-10-2016 and 10-11-2016 have also been recalled. CAC communication specialist Dorothy Campbell says it has been found that the bars contain sunflower kernels that may be contaminated with Listeria monocytogenes. The contaminant affects primarily older adults, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems and causes fever, muscle aches, and gastrointestinal problems.
Well, under the Consumer Protection Act, the Consumer Affairs Commission wishes to remind consumers that in the event of such a risk, They should take the item back to the point of purchase and seek a refund, and or they should ask for an exchange.
Ms. Campbell says there have been no reported illnesses to date. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.